This is the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. World leaders are gathering for meetings this week at the UN General Assembly in New York. Among the topics they'll discuss is the ravages of continuing climate change. This year, climate damage across the U.S. includes devastating flooding in Tennessee, New York, Louisiana, and elsewhere. Some people know they're at flood risk, but many do not. That's largely because the official federal flood maps are often outdated and may not account for the effects of more powerful storms. We wanted to know how technology is advancing the mapping effort. Michael Grimm is Assistant Administrator for Risk Management at FEMA, which manages flood mapping. He says the agency continuously updates its tech, like LIDAR.
What's so amazing about LIDAR is that, you know, in the past, we used traditional surveying technologies of the 20th century to collect flood data. That meant people going out on the ground and actually surveying. And it's been replaced by LIDAR. And so now what we do is we shoot lasers at the ground from an airplane, and it bounces back to the plane, and we can convert that information to highly accurate elevation data for vast areas of the country at a much lower cost.
What other technology is the agency thinking about incorporating when it comes to map creation?
20 years ago, our entire flood map inventory was paper maps. And they basically looked like state highway maps that you might have in your glove compartment of your car, but they weren't that conveniently located. So somebody wanting to know if they were in a flood zone would often have to go to a local government office or a library to find that paper FEMA map and unfold it and interpret whether or not they're at risk. So over the last 20 years, we've been working tirelessly to transform that inventory into a digital product. So a homeowner can now go online and type in their address, get the hazard information online from our national flood hazard layer, more similar to using a mapping software on your iPhone or your computer to find the nearest gas station.
Now, I've covered flooding a fair amount, and so many people that I've talked to have talked about how these maps they're woefully lacking. We have the technology. It's getting cheaper. Why is it taking so long to update them?
I think stepping back and looking at some of the comparisons that people make of the flood maps to recent events, you'll see that it's really comparing apples to oranges. So if you look at the recent flood events in Tennessee, for example, that clearly demonstrate that storms much larger than what are shown on FEMA maps occur, and we believe are occurring with increasing frequency as a result of climate change. There were 17 inches of rain which fell in a 24-hour period, and it's much larger than a 100-year flood than what's shown on the FEMA map. The actual updates of the FEMA maps are done on a 5-year rolling basis, and keeping that mapping inventory up to date is critical to keep up with the science, to keep up with the technology, to benefit the public and understand flood risk.
Michael Grimm is Assistant Administrator for Risk Management at FEMA. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.